Dark Mirror, Chapter 5. Toa Takanuva had experienced many strange things since arriving in what he now knew had to be some kind of alternate universe, but nothing quite equaled what he was experiencing right at the moment, the sensation of flying under his own power over a vast stretch of ocean. Even stranger was the fact that he had Makuta to thank for this ability. After telling him roughly where to look for the caravan that would be carrying the Mask of Time, Makuta Krika had commented that he would never be able to intercept them in time by sea, even if he managed to steal a boat and slip away from Metru Nui. Flight was the best choice. Before Takanuva could argue that he didn't have the ability to fly, Krika had blown a fine powder into his face. The Toa of Light couldn't help but breathe it in. With a laugh, Krika explained that he had just been exposed to a Makuta virus, which would, at least temporarily, give him the power of flight. If it had any other side effects, Krika chose not to say. Takanuva didn't know whether to thank him or hit him. Still, his directions have been good. Up ahead on the land, Takanuva spotted an Ussel Crab-drawn cart driven by a Matoran, flanked by a Toa of Ice and a Toa of Earth mounted on Muaka Tigers. Takanuva could only guess that both cart and Rahi had been loaded and unloaded from a ship, since part of the journey to Artaka had to be made by sea. Despite the Makuta's warning that he would have to kill the Toa and the Matoran with them, Jala, Takanuva had another idea. He was a Toa, after all, in a world dominated by them. It was worth trying, anyway. He landed right in front of the cart, prompting Jala to rein it to an abrupt halt. The two Toa raised their spears and shields and took a step forward. "Who are you?" said the black-armored warrior. "Speak or face the power of my seismic spear." "What my grim friend is trying to say," said the Toa of Ice, "is that we were not expecting visitors, not even multi-toned ones such as yourself. Surprises make us nervous, and when we are nervous, other beings sometimes get hurt." "Lower your weapons," said the Toa of Light. "My name is Takanuva. I am here on business of the Empire." "I am Toa Koalas," said the white-armored Toa. "My surly friend is Toa Balmanga. And what might your business be, Takanuva?" "I don't trust him," said Jala. Takanuva barely recognized him in his red Kanohi Komal. "Kodan keeps a record of every Toa in the universe, and I've never seen his name before." Takanuva fired a thin beam of light at Jala, shooting the reins out of his hands. Puku, the Ussel Crab, reared up, startled. "When I want your opinion, Matoran, I'll ask for it," Takanuva said, trying to sound like a Toa from this universe. Koalas' response was a blast of ice from his Sub-Zero spear, but Takanuva easily shattered it with another light beam. Bumanga made a move to attack, but the Toa of Light temporarily blinded him with a flare. "If you're done," said Takanuva. "Tuyet has received word of a plan to steal the Mask of Time. She has decided that two Toa are not enough to guard it, particularly you two. So she has sent me to join you." "And just what makes you the right choice?" growled Bumanga. The Toa of Light thought fast. "Have you ever heard of Takutanuva?" Both Toa shook their heads. "How about Grolok, the mighty ash bear?" Again they shook their heads. "And I suppose you haven't heard of the beasts of Mount Ihu, or the flame serpents of the Trenkrom Break, or even," he dropped his voice for effect, "even the Koli creature of Gawahi." "We haven't heard of any of those things," said Koalas. Takanuva smiled, raised his lance high, and then plunged it into the sand in front of the two Toa. "There is a reason you haven't heard of them, brothers. And if I could defeat them, I could surely handle the threat to the Vahi." Bumanga and Koalas glanced at each other. Then Koalas shrugged. "Very well, brother. You may travel with us to Metru Nui, but since you are so powerful, why don't you walk in front of us? That way you can meet any challenge head on. Incidentally, who is it that plans to try to steal this mask from us?" "A very powerful and evil being called Brutaka," Takanuva replied. This time, the two Toa obviously recognized the name. Bumanga even smiled. "You know of him, then?" asked Takanuva. "And well I should," said Bumanga. He plunged his spear into the ground next to Takanuva's lance. "After all, I killed him." To be continued.